One of my problems is that I tend to think that people want to be rational about some subjects, but obviously I'm completely incorrect. Flu shots, vaccinations, people refuse to be rational about that. AIDS, people refuse to be rational about that. Gun control, people refuse, just refuse to be rational. The NRA is an enemy. We've got to stop thinking of them as some kind of family-based, you know, American organization of moms and dads. The NRA is simply the lobbying arm of the gun manufacturers. They may deny this, but they're liars. Every word that you hear from any NRA spokesman's mouth is a lie. They will never, ever state anything true, because everything they want to do is to divert you from the real subject. The real issue is that it is too easy for people with mental problems or people who are incredibly angry and out of control to get a hold of dangerous weapons that can cause mass damage. It is way too easy. The best way to handle that is to make sure that those weapons are not in the hands of those people. It's that simple. The NRA claims that making things safe so that those weapons don't fall in the wrong hands somehow limits the ordinary person who's a hunter or an ordinary person, you know, that somehow that takes away their rights, which is complete and utter bullshit nonsense. The only thing they're concerned about is selling more guns. The answer to any problem is to sell more guns. They had these gun appreciation days a couple days ago, and a bunch of people got shot at these events. It's real simple. If there are a lot of guns, people get shot. You want to be safe? No guns around. Period. That's where it's safety. You know, back in the 1800s, the time of the Wild West that we make movies about and all that, we didn't have mass murders like we do now. Oh, yeah, there were murders. There were murders that would happen in the course of an armed robbery or something like that. But we didn't have people going around just blowing people away just for the hell of it. You know when that started? When people could get guns. Now, sure, the idiots will tell you, the morons will just go on and tell you that if they want to do something bad, they'll do it no matter what. Yeah, but it's a lot easier with a gun. A person with a knife can be pretty damn dangerous. But a person with an automatic weapon is a lot more dangerous. You can't take away all the knives. Hey, maybe you can take away the automatic weapons. And again, let's just make this absolutely clear. The NRA supports making sure that every crazy motherfucker who wants to shoot up a school, shoot up a bunch of six-year-olds, who wants to shoot up an army base, who wants to shoot up a mall, who wants to shoot up any place. The NRA wants to make sure that that crazy motherfucker has the best possible weapon to kill as many people as possible. Because if they really wanted to be safe, they should help instead of trying to prohibit doing any changes. Now, they basically will tell you that there are already 20,000 gun laws, so why don't they just enforce the gun laws that we have? Well, is the choice between strong laws and strong enforcement? Why don't we have both? Some of the steps that Mr. Obama has endorsed, making background checks universal and cracking down on illegal gun trafficking, are needed to make the existing laws more effective. Other things like reducing the supply of assault weapons and large ammunition clips that so often figure in mass shootings will require new laws. Obviously, better enforcement does not help when there's no underlying statute. It's true that the Justice Department should prosecute more people who lie or who deliberately provide inaccurate information about their criminal histories on background checks. Studies show that the people who lie on those background checks, more highly likely than the average person to commit violent crimes. However, In 2010, the latest date for which we have figures, 80,000 Americans flunked the background checks, but only 44 were charged with a crime. That's not even a percentage point. So right now, you can lie on a background check, and all they'll do is just shake their head and say, can't get a gun. You should be charged with a crime for lying, because those people are attempting to commit a major crime. But you know what? The law's been deballed. Who did that, I wonder? The only reason that the nation has a system that can identify prohibited buyers and those who lie is because of the Brady Bill, or the Brady Act of 1993, which took 12 years to be passed, and for which the NRA was vehemently opposed. They were opposed against any idea about background checks. The hypocrisy of the NRA's argument that the problem is weak enforcement is exposed by its efforts over the years to undercut what enforcement there is. It's tried mightily to ensure that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives lacks leadership, resources, and legal authority to do its job properly. Restrictions enacted at the gun lobby's behest make it exceedingly hard to identify dealers who falsify sales records and bar the Bureau from putting gun sale records into a central database for speedy tracing of weapons used in crimes. In other words, because of the NRA, we don't have a good database of who has failed to get a gun and who has gotten a gun. The NRA campaigned in the 1980s to weaken the 1968 Gun Control Act that President Lyndon Johnson pushed through after the assassinations of King and Kennedy. The result was the Firearm Owners Protection Act of 1986, which, of course, is misnamed because, in fact, it makes it difficult to investigate and prosecute gun trafficking. For example, it protects unscrupulous gun dealers by prohibiting ATF agents from making more than one unannounced inspection a year. So once they've inspected, they can only do it once unannounced. Then they can just do whatever they want. It also makes it very hard to revoke the licenses of the people who are committing criminal acts. Those and other damaging provisions from the 1986 law should be tossed out as part of the new, still only hazily defined, anti-trafficking measure that Mr. Obama has pledged to fight for. But the NRA will, of course, oppose that, too. Remember, the NRA wants to give guns to the crazy motherfuckers who shoot up schools. They want those people to have the best fucking weapons they can. They want as many people to die as possible. That's what the NRA wants, because that means people will be afraid and they will buy more weapons. Now, when you hear someone claim that they're just being patriotic, they're claiming that what they want is to be able to fight the tyranny of the government. When someone says something like that, get right in their face and say, that means you want to shoot a cop. That means you want permission to be able to shoot police. Well, the Constitution gives you the right to own a musket, not an artillery weapon, not an assault rifle. It does give you the right to own a musket. But it also tells the government that its job is to put down any insurrections. So, if you think you can stand up to the federal government with your artillery, well, I'm afraid your brains are going to be smeared all over the lawn. Rightfully. A lot of good hiding behind the Constitution does when all you want to do is shoot police. I hate the NRA. I hate gun nuts. I grew up around guns. I have nothing against guns. I think everyone should be able to have a shotgun if you need one for protection purposes. I don't see anything wrong with that. A shotgun is not going to shoot somebody a mile away. And a shotgun is not going to blow up 30 people in 20 seconds. So shotguns are fine with me. artillery weapons, assault rifles, that's there to kill the police. So I grew up with a policeman around me that I liked, and I was friends with cops. So I don't want to see my fucking friends shot down just because you think you're being patriotic. So am I thinking critically? Well, I'm definitely thinking critically about the NRA. I hate them. I'm very critical of them. Am I thinking correctly? Well, I think I'm thinking a little cleaner than the gun nuts. And I'm also thinking about posterity. Because I'd like there to be a future. Wouldn't you? What do you think?